Okay, tip three, interesting one. Don't compete with an ex. It's not a competition. Christmas Day is not a competition for any ex-partner. It's not about feuds. It's not about ex-partners. It's about making sure the children have quality time with both parents. Okay, so no competitions. It's when everyone comes together, and that can obviously involve the ex-partner. So it doesn't have to involve the ex-partner for long. You know, if you're doing handovers, if the relationship between the parent and the step-parent is quite toxic and the ex-partner's quite volatile, then don't do the handover at home, because if you've got other people in your house enjoying the Christmas and the ex-partner has a row with someone on a doorstep or whatever, it just ruins your Christmas Day. So if you think it's going to be quite a hostile changeover or handover, should I say, for the children, one, that shouldn't happen, but it does. So I would probably say maybe hand the children over outside of the house or at an agreed point, so it's away from your home. But if it is a nice handover, great, wonderful. How fantastic is that? You know, Christmas Day is not about arguing with people. It's about the children having great time with both parents. It's really, really crucial. So remember, go back to tip one again. I'm always going to go back to tip one. Agree the arrangements. Okay, so make sure in advance, so it reduces any chance of arguments. And make sure when you're doing your planning and you're planning with your partner and your children, make sure the ex-partner is aware of, or no, actually get the ex-partner involved of what times work for them, because they're going to have their own family Christmas. They're going to have their own people coming around. So this is where you've got to be, or maybe you don't get involved. Maybe your partner does if it's their ex-partner. Make it very friendly, make it very nice, but confirm with the ex the times, the pickup point, the drop-off point, well ahead of Christmas Day. So there can be no arguments about the arrangements. If there is any disputes on Christmas Day, because as I said before, it can happen, don't have any arguments in front of the children. Don't have any disagreements in front of the children. You know, if it's going to happen, take yourselves away somewhere quiet, away from the kids, because once the kids get that inside them, it kind of ruins their day and it's not fair on them. Okay. Also, and I've come across this quite a lot, and I've heard quite a lot from my clients about this, that some parents have a present competition. So it can be, I'm going to spend more than what my ex does, or my son or daughter, or I'm going to make sure I buy more presents than what my ex does. Absolutely ridiculous. It's so, so petty. Don't get in a present competition. It's not worth it. The kids will love you whatever you buy them. It's not about amount. It's not about how much you spend. Okay. It can often be just the way you make the kids feel on Christmas Day, as opposed to how many presents they get. You're probably all disagreeing with that, aren't you? So maybe make a list. When you're preparing early, maybe talk to the ex if you can, if they're friendly enough, or if they're not very friendly, maybe email them or text them. Find out what they're actually buying for the children or the child so that you don't buy the same thing. It'd be awful if they open a present from you and, oh, mum's already bought me this, or dad's already got this for me. So make sure you try and, if you can, communicate with the ex so you don't buy the same thing. If you do have a volatile, I know with step families, it's can be quite a volatile time at Christmas. I know it can be, if you're dealing with quite a toxic ex-partner, I know it's difficult. I know it's really, really hard, and you can only do the best you can do. And I know it's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, you should do this, you should do that. Sometimes you just get someone that just won't listen and wants to make trouble and wants to give you grief. If that's the case, try if you can, or your partner try if you can, to just get a truce just for the one day, okay? Just for Christmas Day. Try and get a truce that everyone's like, I'm going to bite my lip. We'll deal with this after Christmas if there is an ongoing issue. Try and keep Christmas Day as a nice, peaceful day. Just one day a year, okay? It'll benefit everyone. Just bury your differences for the sake of the kids. You know, it doesn't have to be for you guys, but do it for the children. So a good tip three, don't compete with an ex-partner.